I'm Petty Officer Santiago Navarro on this edition of the AFN Naples Report. Press conference on Syria and Defense Department aid to Ukraine. Principal Deputy Spokesperson for the United States Department of State, Vandan Patel, held a press conference recently where he addressed the recent fighting that occurred in northern Syria between the Syrian National Army and the Syrian Democratic Forces. The fighting took place even after a ceasefire agreement was reached in the city of Manbij in northern Syria recently. Deputy Patel said the U.S. will continue to work with its SDF partners as part of their Defeat ISIS mission.
We are working hard, as I said, to avoid escalation, especially in northern Syria. Most important to us is continuing to work with our local partners, the SDF, to carry out the shared de-ISIS mission. That's a top policy priority for this administration. We've made that pretty clear as soon as, and has been the case even before the Assad regime fall. And broadly though, Sean, I don't want to operate in hypotheticals, and we're just going to continue to monitor what's happening in that region and take it from there.
The Defense Department is committed to helping Ukraine prevail against Russia's ongoing war of aggression and will continue sending key capabilities to meet Ukraine's battlefield needs in the weeks to come. The department is on track to allocate the remaining $1.2 billion in Ukraine Security Assistance Initiative funds approved by Congress to create new capabilities by the end of the calendar year. A senior defense official addressed the funding recently, saying, and I quote, "The U.S. Department of Defense remains committed to putting Ukraine in the strongest possible position on the battlefield, including through significant security assistance," end quote. To listen to Deputy Patel's press conference, visit DivitsHub.net. And to read more on the Defense Department's aid to Ukraine, please visit defense.gov. That's your AFN Naples report. I'm Petty Officer Santiago Navarro.